B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I want a receiver with speed.
I agree.
Speed rock. Speed. I want speed. Greasy speed. That's what I want. Give me a receiver. Two of them. I want Henry Ruggs or I want CeeDee Lamb. I don't care what it takes. That's it. Let's turn this offense out. Vertical, my man. Vertical. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Yes, it thankfully, mercifully, it's his Friday across the Delaware Valley. So Sixers win last night against a most dreadful New York Knicks team. Look, at this point, you know, somehow they're tied for the fourth spot in the East. It's unbelievable. I don't know what to think. I honestly, my head spins. The Knicks are just atrocious. The good thing, and I said this last night because we did our Sixers betcast last night on the Plus channel, NBC Sports Philly. And, you know, for me, the whole thing was Tobias. So if I'm looking at the remaining games, and I still don't know about this year, and I'm worried about, you know, like long term, what I need is for Tobias Harris not to take opportunities. Like he said, oh, the opportunity presents something. No. I need him to take it, to seize the moment, snatch the moment. That's what I need. I don't need, like, well, you know, there, you know, passive. No passivity. I need aggression from Tobias Harris. And that includes when Joel Embiid's back and Ben Simmons is back. Hopefully, he's back. Back. That's what I need from Tobias Harris. Because I get that, now I feel so much better moving forward with him. Horford, of course, with no Embiid, was really effective. Other than missing a couple bunnies, that's actually how he should be playing. 9 assists. He's a really good, he can move the basketball. He's a good passer. You can facilitate through him. See, all that stuff, this is why I can't get on the architecture of the team, because I believed in the architecture of the team. I completely believed in it. Because Horford can move the ball. He can give you stuff in the post. He can pop it in three. And I thought it was a good mix. And Tobias, you know, like last night, you know, that's what he can do. He can score at all three levels. His issue is, I think he's too nice. He's a good dude. You got to get mean, and you got to lose the passivity for aggression. And so, you know, whenever he beat the Knicks, you know, we'll see. Now, Embiid, I had heard he was fine. Now, the Woj bomb hits, and it's clear, like I said. However, he's going to be reevaluated in a week. That I don't understand. Because now he misses the trip, basically. Unless he's going to go out for the Golden State game or Zach in the Golden State game. Basically missing the week. And that I don't understand. Like, they need him, right? If he's fine, just play. Unless there is something, they look at it and say, well, you know, why do it? Well, we'll figure it out. We'll take a look at them. Tim Legler will join us. Legs at 11:51. So we'll get Legs on the board and talk to some Legs about the Sixers. And the future, we'll talk with him. I want to get combined up today. I want to know what you got. Watching receivers, so I had like a long night. Yesterday, we do the show, and then I do Cousins. I go over to NBC Sports Philly. We have to do our opening stuff for the betcast Sixers telecast. Then we go over to, then I go over to Turf Club, do the Cousins Corner for Parks Casino, come back. We do the Sixers game. I go home. Now, I'm anxious to watch the combine. I DVR'd the combine. Except I put the grid on, like, you know, I need to unwind. I pour myself a bourbon, and I sit down, and I grid it. And I see Almost Famous is on. So, more on that later. But I have to watch it. It's like the beginning of the movie. And it's one of my favorite movies. And I watch that movie. Then after the movie, I go into Combine. And I'm all into... And I'm just like... My tongue was out for Penny Lane, but it's even more for Henry Ruggs. All right? Like, I was like, we got to get a receiver. The catch that C.D. Lamb makes. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They need receivers so badly. Two of them. And one has to be the ultra stud. There's got to be Carson's sidekick. Part of the hookup. But you love the hookup? Whether it's fantasy football, you draft the hookup. I got the hookup. You got to get the hookup. We need a hookup here. Get rid of that Alshon Jeffrey. I don't care what it takes. Draft the hookup. That's what you got to do. Good morning, Tunis.
Hello, Anthony. How are you?
I'm good.
I like the hookup. Yeah.
The sure. Hookup's good.
I like the hookup.
You liked it better before you were married, yeah, but exactly. You know. Hookup's always good.
Yes.
No, but they need, watching those receivers, you didn't salivate?
No, I'm watching these guys and I go, oh, damn, CeeDee Lamb just got into the top 10. He's not falling to the Eagles.
None of them are falling. Hey, I got news for you. You know, Bucky Jones, whatever his name is, Bucky Brown, says that Henry Ruggs is falling to the Sixers. No way, it's Sixers, to the Eagles. No way in hell is he falling.
Oh, Bucky Brooks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bucky Brooks, the NFL Network.
Yeah, no, yeah. He's got no clue. There's no way in the world that he's falling.
Good thing you got 10 draft picks to try to move up.
Well, this is on Howie.
Mm-hmm.
This is on Howie. Move the bleep up, all right? That's my direction. Go get yourself a real number one receiver. Got to have it. Henry Ruggs is not falling. The speed in this draft is not falling, especially when you have him. You talk about an SEC Alabama kid. That's not falling. Mecole Hardman went well before he was slotted to go. Why? Because of speed. Why did Andy redraft him? Because he needed something in case Tyreek Hill blew up on him.
And he's very smart, Andy Reid is.
Right, because he went speed. Same way where he drafted DeSean Jackson. You got to get that supreme speed on the outside.
Yeah, it's got to be young legs because you do have speed with DeSean Jackson, but you can't trust him to play 16 games.
Well, he's not the hookup. He's a little, you know, he's like a fling.
Right.
But he's not the hookup.
He's the rebound?
Yeah.
Summertime?
Yeah, I mean, you know, how long he lasts, you don't know. You can take it, right? You take it for how long it lasts.
Have some fun.
Yeah, he's like a booty call. If you want to continue with the analogy. All right? But Carson Wentz needs somebody. All right? Got to have somebody. You got to draft him. How you feel about Sixers?
They won yesterday.
Right.
Great.
I had the same feeling.
Yeah. I watched that game.
How bad are the Knicks?
They're terrible.
Oh,
they're awful. That franchise should no longer be in the NBA. They should be in the G League.
You know what's amazing about them? They're so bad, and they have no talent. Barrett stinks. He's bad.
I want to say stinks.
Because he's not good. Yeah, he's not good.
Their best player was Marcus Morris.
He's not good. In fact, someone who I respect immensely who you might have seen before on television on NBC Sports Philly, said to me he reminds him of Calvert Chaney.
Oh, wow.
Seriously, he's no good. That Knicks team stinks. All right? Absolutely stinks. But, you know, thirsty man gets water. That's how I look at it.
You know, I'm
they got West.
I'm happy the Sixers won.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was the Knicks. Like, great, Tobias Harris balled out yesterday. It was the Knicks.
Yeah.
Right? Al Horford showed up a little bit last night. It was the Knicks.
Yeah.
Shake Milton, nice night last night. It was the Knicks.
Yeah.
And it's sad that I have to keep on saying it was the Knicks, but that's where we're at right now. Do it against a legit team on the road. That's the other thing.
Well,
there's
the
Knicks
road.
At home.
Yeah, you sound like the okay guy. On the road.
I know I do, but
do
they give you any other reason to not sound like the okay guy?
Dude, no, of course not. Yes, okay. You got to do it on the road. I agree.
You got a tough test coming up on the road.
Give me a top flight receiver. Henry Ruggs, C.D. Lamb. How about the catch C.D. Lamb makes, Junis?
Unreal. Toe tap and everything.
Oh. Is there an Eagle receiver ever that could have made that catch?
No. This season? No. Hell no.
No, ever.
Harold?
Harold's a different type of receiver. He was a different type. Mike Quick was a different type of receiver.
Maybe Jason Avant on third down.
Well, he had the body control. That's it. All right. We got lots to do. Maybe Westbrook. he was a hell of a receiver, man. All right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. Cuz Radio just starting. Sixers Combine and a big one. Flyers Rangers tonight. And they're one of my all-time hates, the Blue Shirts. We're going to do that Friday 5. Jeff McClain from Indy, Legs on Hoops. You don't want to miss it. Cuz Radio, right here, 97.5 Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
What up?
Oh, free beer Friday. Yes. Beers. Free beers.
Love a free Labatt Blue. Nice case of Labatt Blue. Labatt Blue Light.
That's nice, man. You can pick up your free beer or pick up your beers for the weekend at B&B Beverage, Epps Beverage, Austin Beverage, or Frank Smith Beverage. So each hour, we give away a case of that beer.
Of that Labatt Blue, man.
About that.
It's a great... I love going to a Flyers game and drinking that.
Lindsay, you can bring Austin in here. Lindsay, you guys can come in here. It's too hot in there. All right. You guys can come in here.
Oh, wait. It's still hot in here? Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's cool. Where I'm at is nice and chill. Unfortunately, where the Tunis is, it's a bit of a hot box. All right. Couple things. One, Flyers tonight. Big game against the Rangers. How about this, man? Flyers 4 in a row. Rangers have won 5 in a row. 5 on the road. Look at Austin. Austin, Lindsay, he's your intern? All right. Austin had the jacket. He's got to put the jacket on. Oh, but he's cold. So Rangers are playing well.
And on the road, they're playing very well this
year. Yeah, they are. Big game tonight, man. It's good. This is a good one. See, I hate the Rangers. Like, there was that, you know, you grew up in the Hate Pittsburgh era.
Right, yep.
Which is fine. But back in the day, when it was the Patrick Division, we hated the Rangers. We started hating the Rangers, then we hated the Devils, and then we hate the Penguins.
The Devils was when I was really young. Like, I remember the hating Martin Brodeur and the Devils.
Right.
But you're right. The majority of it is the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Right. But that's how it went. When it came to Flyers, you hated the Rangers won early. That's an early time. Because the New York, listen to me, the Manhattan, Madison Square Garden, Spectrum, like, that was a thing. You hated the Rangers. The Rangers used to have this dude who, when I was a kid, his name was Ron Duguay. And the fans used to whistle. They used to whistle at him because he had, like, long hair. And this is before they wore helmets. Like, you could wear helmets. You couldn't. Sometimes you didn't have to wear helmets. And this dude didn't wear a helmet. And he used to have this long, like, thick, flowing locks. And so he'd skate, and the hair would be flying. And he used to date, like, a supermodel. And he used to do this jeans, like, when designer jeans commercial. It was, like, real 80s, right? Like, it was real, like, 80s. And the Flyer fans hated this guy, Duguay. He was. Ron Duguay was his name. Yeah. So that goes way back. And there was and they used to be called, they were little. The Flyers were tough guys, and the Rangers were real little. They would call them the Smurfs. And one year, the Smurfs knocked off the Flyers in the playoffs, and we lost our minds. So that's a monster game. And I do want, I'm going to reiterate it all the time. If you saw the combine yesterday, I want you guys to chime in. And I don't care what it takes. Normally, I like to look at things I'm pragmatic when it comes to the draft, and I'm not a big, let's trade. Everyone wants to trade, and move up. Except this year I do. Because it's all about target. You got the quarterback. Now you need somebody with him. And I want two pieces, but the first piece has to be a can't miss. No, the Arcega Whitesides, Ortega. None of these dudes with frying pan hands and Waldo hands. None of this stuff. No more Institute. You remember, Junis, Eagles receivers spent much time at the Institute. DBG. Remember
the
him?
The green slime.
That's right. Green slime.
Here you go.
Doriel Green Beckham.
Your jeans commercial.
Yes. This was Ron Duguay. Yes. Yeah. And the Flyer guys would beat him up. It was great. Oh, ooh, la la, Sassoon. That's how bad society was back then. Imagine how bad, how tacky and bad that is. That's horrible. It's amazing. When you're a kid, you look up, and like now, years later, as a man, you look back at that stuff, you go, man, that society was bad. Pop culture was pretty bad. Let's go to start off Sweet Lou and Penn Salkin. Lewis!
What's going on, Ant? How you feeling, bro?
What's going on, my brother?
Hey, listen. I understand it was quote-unquote just the Knicks, but the thing about it is, right now, when you have two of your two best players out, you got to get wins wherever you can find them right now. You know what I mean? So it's imperative that you get all the wins that you can get.
Yeah, I agree.
And here's the thing. Also, right now, this is the audition for these guys to be in the rotation for the playoffs. Guys right now are auditioning, you know what I mean, to be in that rotation. So guys got to step up. And I'm going to tell you right now, Milt is making his shake. If he plays pretty well on these, you know, road trips and stuff like that,
yeah,
he's making a case because One of the things I like about him, he's not flashy. He's not going to wow you.
Yeah.
But he's a knockdown, unflappable guy. He's very calm. He's very cool, collected, and he knocks down shots. And with this team, when you have a Ben Simmons and a Joel Embiid who command a lot of attention, you need knockdown shooters. You need guys that can spot up and shoot the ball and knock it down. That's what you really need. That opens up everything. You know what I mean? But one more thing about the Sixers.
Hold on real quick, because I want to talk to you about that. And I feel you on Shake. I'm still like on the fence, but I need more out of Burks. Like you got six guys with Matisse, right? And so then you look at, and Furkan makes seven.
Yeah.
So then you look at the other two spots. Like, to me, you got to go in at nine. You know, ten's kind of too many. But if you look at nine, so you would have Burks. Robinson annoys me, especially since he came out. They didn't know his role. And Brett said, what do you mean from day one? Like, by the way, your father had fleas. And what, this kid's got fleas? He's disappointed. He's not playing on a bad team in Golden State, putting up fake numbers. Like, to me, when I hear that, I want him out. Because that, to me, is that's the rhetoric of a loser.
Like you say, but he's going to have the opportunity to prove himself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying with that, you know, with the mentality. But my thing about with Shake is that, again, this is the opportunity. If he shows and proves himself to be consistent.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You know
I
what I mean? This is this is auditioning. But you know what, real quick, about going on the road. I want to just pose an analogy real quick. To me, it's like when you go on the road, it's like when you deal with your kids, right? At home, you encourage them, you take care of them, you do, you know, and they're feeling comfortable at home. You know what I mean? They perform well and stuff like that. But when they get outside, once they go outside, the adversity of what the world presents them, you know what I mean? Well, that's what you taught them at home. You understand what I'm saying? So what happens is, to me, the biggest problem with the Sixers is that Brett Brown, I don't care what anybody says, the architecture of this team has continued, you know, to me, you brought in all these guys, you have size, you have, you know, strength and stuff like that. You have to double down on it with the style of play. You look at Houston, you can say whatever you want, they double down on small ball.
Big time. I mean, they traded Capella. Down. Yeah.
They're unapologetic about the way they
play.
We have to be unapologetic.
Oh, I completely agree. Yes.
In the league. You have to make sure that when at the end of the day, win or lose, that you out-rebound, you go to the free throw line more than anybody,
I know.
And you punish guys.
I agree.
And you make them come out of small ball.
Yes, thank you, Lewis. Lewis, bless you, Lewis. Yes. I agree. We talked about bully ball from day one against Boston. We saw it. They went to the line 27 times that night. And we haven't seen it, but sporadically. Attack the rim. Post up. Go to the line. Be physical. Lou's dead right about small ball in the Rockets. The Rockets did double down. They go, whatever. We got Harden. We got Westbrook. You know what? We're going to trade Capella. We're going to get Covington. Even more just shooters. Spread the floor. And who cares about defense? That's what they are. Well, six has got to be the other way. Six has got to be pound the rock inside. Draw fouls. They're quick enough, athletic enough to guard the perimeter. But for some reason, this has been a true test for them to actually play this style.
They did it a bit last night, but again.
Not really.
The Knicks.
They didn't do it last night.
A little bit. I mean, Tobias was more aggressive going to the.
Well, that's different. Tobias was, but you can't play bully ball without Simmons in a beat.
Right. I'm just happy that he was aggressive last night.
So was I. No, and that's how he needs to play.
That's how he needed to play.
He's
got to
be selfish.
And he wasn't selfish 2 nights ago.
Right. Right. That's right. Let's go to the Quaz. Quaz, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Cuzzo, what's the deal?
What's crackalating, Quaz?
You already know what it is, brother. Hey, Cuz, before the combines came, I already had my first four picks are already in.
I love it. I love you. You are the best.
I got darn near 35 hours in tape already under the.
Oh, you're the man, ready. Brother. You're the man, Quasi.
Yeah. So, but I will say this. I see it completely different from the way you see it. Completely different.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. In this draft, this is not the draft to move up. I am telling you, please trust me.
No, there's a plethora of receivers. There's a plethora. It's historic.
Yeah, no, you'll find starters in the second and third.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to the receivers real quick, but I would start off, I would have to go with Patrick Queen. I have no linebackers on this team. In the first round, I'm going
to Patrick. Yeah, I never draft a linebacker the first round.
I'm sorry. I'm going Patrick. And then in the second round, I'm going Winfield the second. I got to get me a safety. I have to get those taken care of. I got to get my defense.
He's a good player. Listen, Winfield's a good player. But here's the thing. This is where you and I are not building the same team. You can say all you want about this is a historic receiver draft. I feel the same way, the whole thing. But those kids are special at the top of this draft.
And
I'm not drafting a linebacker the first round. I don't get value at a linebacker. I'm in nickel most of the time.
Right. And the problem with us is the two linebackers we got running around underneath can't get the job done.
I got news for you. I mean, if I'm not nickel, I'm a dime. I'm not worried about it. I can get linebackers. What I can't get is flat out greasy speed.
But listen, when you look at this draft and you watch these boys run last night, these boys, first of all, speed starts at 4.4. Just because they ain't running 4.3s and 4.2s don't mean they're not fast. There's going to be tons of guys at 4.4 speed who has tons of production still left out there. I would say the third in that compensatory pick that you got in the third round, I would just tear it up and get my receivers then. But at least I can solidify my defense.
I don't care about my defense right now. I'm all about offense. I want to create an offense. I've never had a real offense.
Okay, he threw for 4,000 yards with two tight ends. My number one receiver, his name is Zach Ertz.
You need guys on the outside. Quasi!
But you can get that.
Come on! You're going linebacker safety. You're not even going any on the edge.
Because I want to get the ball back to my quarterback.
You got no pass rusher. You got no corners.
No corners. Do that free agency.
Well, I agree with that. We agree. Byron Jones is probably the likely guy. He's going to cost you a ton.
No doubt.
I look at him and I go, I can't worry about linebacker and luxury. I bring Malcolm Jenkins back and then I'll move. What's his name? The safety. I mean,
all right. Well, then we're going to keep saying we wish we had a Quan Alexander. We wish we had a Darius Leonard. We wish we had.
By the way, you're right.
Adam.
Listen,
we had these guys.
I feel you, and I get it. But at least I don't have to wish that I actually have Tyreek Hill.
But there's like four of them.
No, there's not. No, there isn't.
Roche's gonna be back.
You can't tell me that they're all that way. No.
Claypool and Mims both ran in the 4.4s, and they big boys.
Listen
to
me,
Mike Evans.
Yeah, I want can't miss luck.
Ask your boy Coach Temple who was
Matt Rhule. Yeah, no, he knows. We talked about this before. Yeah.
Oh, you already talked about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, third round. Let's get him. Let's go there.
Yeah. Listen, I hear you, and I'm all about drafting a receiver in the third round as well. Because you know why? Because I want two receivers.
Right.
Because I want studs. I want to build a real Quasi. I love you. You are awesome. You are a great football man.
Can I give Tunis one assignment? One assignment.
Yes, you can.
Tunis, please. Can you bring up the tape for James Prochet out of SMU for Anthony to look at? Just so he can start thinking about receivers outside of the first round.
All
please
right.
Pull up James Prochet from SMU. Okay?
I got you, Quasi. I will do that. I will do that, my friend. I want receivers. I want an offense. I want to attack. I got Wentz, and I need Wentz's army. That's what I need. No more of the backstabbers, right? No more of the can't catchers and the backstabbers. The Jeffries and the Aguilars and the Arcega Whitesides, out. Get them all out. I need guys that catch, guys that make chunk plays. Chunk, chunk, Junis. All right? I once upon a time, I loved defense. And I still do. You know, my man, the Spags, we talk defense all the time. But look what he did. He's got, like, certain pieces. And he had enough pieces just to pressure the quarterback, blitz the quarterback, scheme with his pressures.
And ultimately, they won with the elite offense that they have.
You're right, the elite quarterback.
Yes. With elite speed around him.
Yes. That's what I want to duplicate.
And an elite tight end, which the Eagles have a pretty damn good tight end.
That's what I want to replicate. Correct. The Chiefs and the Chiefs' vertical offense. All right, we got lots to get to. 610-632-0975. We'll talk to Jeff McClain live from the Combine. Coming up next. Your calls. I'm going to give you the five. Lots to do straight ahead on Cuz Radio with Junis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, look, it's time to go see the uncles. Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul, Family Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Go down to the airport, Auto Mall. These guys have been down there for three generations. They've seen it all. And see, life happens. No matter what stage of life you're in. I'm telling you about my man, Ramon. So Ramon has a company car. They're getting rid of it. And he's got 30 days to get a new car. And he's like, dude, what am I going to do? I said, I know what you're going to do. You're going to go to the airport, Auto Mall. And you're going to see the uncles. You're going to see Uncle Greg. You're going to say, Cud sent me. And he's going to sit down with you. And he's going to do great. And you're going to go, wow, that was painless. You're going to get the car you need at the price you need. So you got the budget. You're all set. And right now is the perfect time because you're doing a great deal on a new Jeep or Ram, $159 down or $159 a month. That's with the family advantage. Go to familychrysler.jeepram where you're more than a customer. You are family online anytime. Familyautos.com. Savings and down payment depend on model chosen. See the uncles for full details. The offer ends February 29th, 2020.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.